This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As we enjoy a sunny afternoon across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and mild temperatures in Jerusalem, here are today's headlines. First, IDF strikes in the Lebanon Valley as Lebanese President Joseph Aoun comments on Hezbollah's actions. That's according to Walla just in. Also, Sergeant Idan Fox, killed by a UAV strike in Lebanon, will be laid to rest today. This report comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. Also this hour, Israel sent the Iron Dome to the UAE during an Iranian missile and drone assault. JNS reported this earlier. Separately, an unusual incident as IDF personnel entered Lebanon without authorization. This news from Israel Hayom just moments ago. And finally, Lebanon accuses Israel of a recent unauthorized border crossing. This story also from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Israeli Defense Minister Katz stated there won't be a ceasefire without stopping attacks on Israeli soil. Meanwhile, Lebanese commentator Ha Hussein praised President Aoun's stance on national unity, highlighting his call for loyalty to the Lebanese flag. Michael Dixon, director at Stand With Us, noted the escalating accusations of treason between Hezbollah and the Lebanese government, writing earlier today. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF strikes in the Lebanon Valley. Walla reports that these strikes are part of ongoing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun responded to Hezbollah's Secretary General, emphasizing national unity in the face of external pressures. These developments raise concerns about stability in the region. Turning to the tragic death of Sergeant Idan Fox, Israel Hayom Hebrew details how a Hezbollah UAV targeted his unit. His death underscores the ongoing threat posed by Hezbollah's aerial capabilities. The incident brings renewed focus on Israel's security challenges. Meanwhile, in response to Iran's attack on the UAE, JNS reports that Israel deployed the Iron Dome to assist its ally. This move signifies deepening military cooperation between Israel and the UAE against rising regional threats from Iran. Such collaborations could reshape alliances in the Middle East. Separately, the unauthorized entry of IDF personnel into Lebanon marks a significant breach of protocol, according to Israel Hayom. The incident is under investigation, highlighting the complexities of military operations near volatile borders. It points to the need for strict compliance with military regulations. Turning to business and markets. First, Shapir is considering purchasing control of the Ashdod refinery for 1 billion shekels. Globes reports that this acquisition could significantly enhance Shapir's influence in the energy sector. Separately, Bank Hapoalim is investing millions in a quantum computing startup. This move, reported by Israel Hayom Business, aligns the bank with cutting-edge technology and innovation born out of the Weizmann Institute. And finally, Qumrah Capital has appointed Yoni Greifman as a partner. CTech highlights his past roles at Intel Capital and Uber, suggesting a strong addition to the Israeli VC firm's leadership. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.